Last winter, Boston City Council passed a measure that would have banned the use of the word minority from official use. The mayor vetoed it, but commentator Leon Winter thinks it's just a matter of time before the term minority is completely abandoned when it comes to describing race.
The word minority was nearly banned in Boston. The charges? Political incorrectness and statistical fraud. The city council vote? Guilty. I'll see that verdict and raise it by one more suspect coinage. People of color. Or, as one black wag I know calls it after a couple of Irish whiskeys, people of color. Let's be politically honest, instead of merely correct. Back in the 80s, I think people of color came into service because it let black leaders appear to extend their mandate to the Hispanic and Asian American communities. Using people of color to raise a big tent also gave aspiring Asian and Latino spokespeople temporary shelter to work out the bugs in their own identity politics. America is still racist. It also seems less sure of what race actually means and clueless about what skin color has to do with it. Meanwhile, Asian and Latino identity politics are still a work in progress. My problem with people of color begins with the way that Hispanic and Asian Americans can assimilate more easily into the white mainstream than black folks. It's a big tent with special exits for some groups who can, over time, effectively merge with the American majority and are happy to do so. Asians and Latinos marry non-Hispanic whites at double-digit rates. When the census asks about race, nearly half of Latinos answer white. Mainstream white Americans might seem oblivious, but they also no longer see on-screen romances between Hispanics and Anglo-whites as interracial, just a little exotic. Jennifer Lopez has made her movie name playing Italian surnamed characters who bed down Anglo-white guys. Is she still in the tent? Mind you, it's a free country. Anything that undermines the old American way of race is all right with me. The one-drop rule, which says, in effect, that the status of being black is absolute and cannot be divided by intermarriage, needs repealing. It's good that the rule may no longer apply to 2 out of 3 so-called peoples of color anymore. But with no one-drop rule in effect for Asians and Hispanics intermarried with Anglo-whites, their children's place in the tent may be transient at best, hypocritical at worst. Minority is on the run because its essential fraud has been exposed by the facts. Blacks, Hispanics, and Asians together are the majority in 9 of the 10 largest American cities. Consider one more fact. Our system requires us to equate a landmass, Asia, with a race, lumping people from Bombay to Tokyo in one box for one reason, to distinguish and supposedly protect them as one of our official minority groups. There is no race called majority, just white people. And there should be no minority race in a nation sprung from the phrase, all men are created equal. There are Chinese and black and Mexican Americans, among others, fighting for what remains to be gained of their full social privileges. The most important thing we have in common is what our ancestors came or strove for on these shores. Whatever that was, it wasn't to build a nation within this nation called people of color. In for a penny, in for a pound, I say. If we've come far enough to challenge the label minority, we can also toss the crutch called people of color that brought us the last mile.
Leon Winter is the author of the book American Skin, Pop Culture, Big Business, and the End of White America.